one minute for this year.
What?
You have 1 minute for this year, yes, ma'am.
I always have 1 minute.
It's more recorded.
We are streaming.
You got a mazel tov, I had a grandson this morning.
Oh.
Where? I'm sorry, it's at a house. Okay, I just wanna be Mavaris, a very Yisoidistic a name, Yud Kevavka, because it ain't safe. You want to be into the this world. So we know all that. So I just want to, a bracha, when we make a bracha and we go from Nigla to Nister in one sentence, what we're doing is that's right there on the toggle between the infinite and the finite, between the Shemayim and the Aretz. I want to explain something which these are things we say all the time, and I just want to understand a little bit. What are Sefirois? So it occurs to me that the Pshat and Sefirois, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid, Malchus, the Sefirois are the infrastructure which can carry the Malchus Hashem. What do I mean by that? And this is what I want to explain here, and I want to show you where it says this repeatedly, but it says this in Shar Beis, Perek Beis, in Perek Gimel of Nefesh HaChaim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, in Brachos Nun Ches, the Gemara says that a Yisoid, that Malchusa Da'ara Ki Malchusa Da'rakia. So there's a Malchus in this world. It's sort of independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malchus HaDa'ara. But it's mirroring the Malchus HaDishmaya, the Malchus HaDirikia. Malchus HaDa'ara to Malchus HaDirikia. Why is there a Malchus in this world? What should I make a Malchus for if it's devoid of Elikus? The answer is it's an infrastructure. Malchus is the final Mida of the Sefirois. And it's if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a sphere of chesed, is because that's part of the world needs chesed. From Hashem, from us, the world needs chesed. This is like creating an infrastructure with no life. It's like a dummy malchus. The world needs gevura. The malchus, the malchusa, the ara, is, but it's ironically, it's actually a replica of the malchus derakia. Because otherwise, how could there ever be a Malchus Hashem? Like, let's say, a Mashal, a king like Ahasuerus is going to move his capital to Shushan. He has to set up the whole infrastructure there. He has to have a capital building. He has to have guards. He has to have an army. He has to have a royal guard. He has to have everything a White House. He has to have all the different things there in order to have your Malchus. You have to have a government. You have to have so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up this whole Malchus in the world, the Malchus of the Ara, so that at some point we can say, that we can bring the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Malchus of the Ara. That's why the Gemara says, there in Shabbos, I'm sorry, there in Brachos, I keep saying Shabbos, there in Brachos, La'olam yarutz adam likreis malchus Yisrael. Person should run to see malchus Yisrael. V'loy malchus Yisrael b'vadam ruela afilu malchei akum. If there's a malach akum around, so you should run to see him. Shim tiske, because if you're zeiche, if we live long enough, tavchin bein malchus Yisrael l'malchei akum. So it means you could see Malchus in action by looking at Malchus of the Ara. It's a Gevaldo Gezach. This was said by Omar Rab Yossi, that we should go run. In fact, the Gemara says in an earlier place, I think Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet and Brachos, where he says that by Koyhanim, Medalgin Hayinu Al Gabi Aroinish Shalmesim Likreis Malchus Yisrael. V'loi Malchus, almost the same memory. V'loi Malchus Yisrael, V'lvad Omar Al-Afil Malchus Yakub. The Koyhanim would run through cemeteries. The Gemara asks a question, how do you allow to be metabolizing yourself, okay? Gemara has a whole Shaka Vatari there at the beginning of Brachos. But the point is, there was a tremendous chashivas. Who was Rabbi Yossi running to see? Titus. He was running to see Titus. Yeah, the butcher. You know, go run to see Hitler. Shibtiska, because what you're seeing there is an empty malchus. But imtiska, but if you're zeicha, you'll see how that malchus can get filled up with malchus Hashem. So the malchus of the ara, the malchus of the rakiyas, we have this infrastructure, this mirror malchus, which is an empty malchus, just like we have empty spheres. Now, it's gewalt to understand. Like, you know, you go and see, go see an army in action, go see a government in action, go see a king or a president come. What are you seeing? You're seeing malchus, empty malchus, but malchus. Shim tiske, and you could be zoicha. If we could be zoicha, we can see how that whole malchus of the ara, what it's going to look like. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Malchusa da'ara for the simple purpose of being able to infuse it with Malchusa da'rakia. Clear your sight?
So can we say the republicanism, in a sense, is an anti Kodesh Baruch Hu thing?
Yeah.
What?
Republicanism.
Anti-Malchus. You know, it's an interesting thing. I once heard the part of this ha'ara from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, Alav HaShalom. But he said, you know, it's if you Google it, you'll see that in the 20th century, this, I'm saying not him, but in the 20th century, if you didn't Google anything, I don't think, in the 20th century, there were 37 million military deaths. Besides for the, I think it was 77 million people died in war, famine, war, acts of war, etc. But 37 million military deaths. What it means is that people went to the army and died for their country or for their cause. You know, it's really like a Meshuggah thing. You know, you look at the Chinese, like, you know, okay, you're the front line. When you die, you take over. When you die, you take over. They're going, pushing, walking suicidally till their death. So it was a Meshuggah. They believed so much in the communist regime, or they believed so much in it that they weren't going to say no. I'm not going. No. You know, and, you know, when I was a kid in the '60s, there was, you know, the billboards all over were like, "What if they call a war? Nobody comes." Like Gewaldic, what possesses, not just to, don't you know, to be Chinese, Americans, to Vietnam, gave up their lives, like was a cause, not a cause, now they're saying it was a Bochaba Shostus. But like, it's not the point. I'm not getting into the cause of the cause that they were fighting for, the country they were fighting for, but like Bechlal, why? Eretz Yisrael, I understand, okay, we're fighting for our biblical heritage, but what's everybody fighting? So the answer is, why would 37 million people die? Many of them voluntarily, millions of them voluntarily. The answer is Malchus. That's Malchus. That's the Malchus of the Ara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in this world. There's a Metzias of Malchus where people fall into the pattern of Malchus. But if that Malchus, which exists in this world until today, whether people like it or not, I think Rabosha, what I was going to quote for Rabosha, is he said that back in the 60s when people were in the anti-war movement, you know, when I was a child, maybe some of you remember better than me. They say if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. but back in that time, the anti-war movement gave birth to the Baal Tshuva movement. And the shot is that, in other words, there was a resistance to Malchus Da'ara Stam, without a cause. The Malchus Da'ara ultimately has to be filled with Malchus of the Rakia. If it's not filled with Malchus of the Rakia, so then it's a waste of a Malchus. That's not the purpose of the Malchus. It's like building a beautiful shul and having social parties here without davening. You forgot what you were created for. The whole Malchus of the Aro is all created for the Malchus of the Rakia. You take something like Amalek, you know, we heard about Amapurim and Erev Purim, Amalek. The Inyan of Amalek is Milchama La Hashem Ba Amalek. We have a Malchus here. We don't need the Malchus of Shemayim. This is called, in the language of the Nefesh HaChaim, Kitzetz Benetiyos. You cut things off from their root. We have a Malchus Da'ara. If there's a Malchus Da'ara, so what do we need? What do we need? Parai. What do we need a Malchus? Mi Hashem. What do we need it for? We have the Malchus Da'ara here, and since we have a Malchus Da'ara here, let's celebrate them. And Bnei Yisrael is coming, and their whole raison d'etre of the Bnei Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim was to create a Malchus Hashem in this world. The whole purpose was to take the Malchus of the Ara and connect it to the Malchus of the Rekia. Comes Amalek and says, no, we're not connecting. Melchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek. Chutzpah klapi malu. The Lashon of Chazal. Amalek displayed chutzpah klapi malu. Klipas ha-chutzpah. So what's so bad about chutzpah? You don't hate people forever, generations, forever after, because they had chutzpah. The chutzpah was the nituk. See, I tell you, I said this on Purim. I want to say it again. Like everybody asked this kasha. I mentioned this on Purim. Everybody asked kasha, how come Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah? Everybody, every sefer, why is it Hashem's name not mentioned in the Megillah? Many terutzim. I know the terutzim. The kasha is wrong. The whole Megillah is the Shem Hashem. The whole thing is the Shem Hashem. You can't ask a kasha, why does it say the Shem Hashem and the Shem Hashem? The whole thing is the Shem Hashem. Why? Because the Shem Hashem is nothing more. What is the Shem Hashem? Okay, we know the Shem Hashem is Elokim, the Shem Hashem is Yud Kevavke, the Shem Hashem is Adonai. The Shem Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifesting himself in this world. That's Shem Hashem. Yeah. Shem Hashem is not Kibur. Shem Hashem is the manifestation, how it looks when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself in this world. In this case, it was Benister. But look how beduyik it is that we had from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Just tell you the Purim story according to Heber. We had from the time of Yeshua ben Nun through David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and Malchus Yisrael, and the entire time of Bayis Risha, we had Malchus, and then the Malchus ended with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it was the first time that the Malchus ended, and then we went to Galus. Some of us went to Persia. So we went to an Iranian Golos. Some went to Bavel, Iraq, Syria, Iran. This is where we went, right here, to all these places. Imagine today, leave your home, let's go to move to Syria, let's go to Iraq. Those that moved to Persia saw something that they didn't see in Bavel. They didn't see it in Bavel at that time. They saw Melech HaShverosh, they saw Malchus. There was a Malchus Da'ara. Sudasai Shalach HaShverosh, and they were invited to the Sudasai Shalach HaShverosh. They were the Bnei Yisrael that went. They went like Rabbi Yossi went. They ran to see Malchus.
There was the good intentions.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Let's be down the whole Klal Yisrael Kapslus. They went to see Malchus, and boy, did they see Malchus. They even saw the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash there. They saw Malchus Da'ara. Maybe their intention was to bring it to Malchus of the Rekia, but they got stuck Mipnei Shenena Misudasa Shalach HaShverosh. They got stuck in the Malchus Da'ara, as so many people get stuck in politics. They got stuck in the Malchus Da'ara. Atshaba Mordechai HaYehudi, and Mordechai HaYehudi Loikarav, Loishtachav. Mordechai Yehudi said, no, this whole thing is wrong. What are you getting obsessed with the Malchus Da'ara? That's only good if you're going to bring into it the Malchus Da'ara. Now, Mordechai, you could say, had a double standard, because Mordechai is standing Bashar HaMelech. See the whole thing, the whole Melech. It's all Shem Hashem. Mordechai, it's all about the Malchus. The whole story is all about Malchus. The word Melech appears there so many times. Some Yunusuf Svarn on top of the page. Mordechai standing Bashar HaMelech, he's saving the Melech from Bixen Vesaresh. This wasn't just political that he saved the Melech. He was part of the Malchus too, but the point of the Malchus is the point of Malchus of the Ara is to fill it, imbue it with Malchus of the Rekia. So Mordechai said, you're losing your place, you're losing your way. What are you doing there? You're getting involved in government as a cause. You know, it's so interesting. In Pirkei Avos, a couple of times it says, Altisvada l'rashus, altikarev shmaya said, I think, in Perek Aleph, in Perek Beis, Rabban Gamliel b'noishol Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Al tischaber le rushus. What's rushus? What does it mean?
Politics.
Shekirvasam ein mekarvin l'adam ela l'serach atzmai. He was warning people not to do what the Jews did. El achashverosh. It's obeduyik because at the time of Rabbi Gamliel Benoish or Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, there was already peace with the Romans. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was able to redact the Mishnah. There was already, we had cooperation there. It was like America. It was already like a good time. Dido Shel Chesed, the Romans, which after killing us for, you know, hundreds of years, all of a sudden, like they became, and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who became the, he took over for his father as the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, said, don't get involved with them. Why? Listen to the words. Because they're in it for themselves. That's a Haman thing. The Haman thing is Amalek. We have a Malchus here. The Malchus can be separate from the Malchus Derekiah. We don't need the Malchus Derekiah. Amalek said, we don't need the Malchus Derekiah. Paro said, mi Hashem. We don't need the Malchus Derekiah. But they don't understand that the whole purpose of the Malchus Adara is to be able to be imbued with the Malchus of the Rekiah. So we say Al Tisvada Le Roshus. Let's just to understand, you know, the diktuk here, the Gemara says that it says in the pasuk, Verapa Yerape, you should heal a person. Mikan, they say in yeshivas, says the Gemara, Shenitid Roshus Le Roife Le Rapos. From here we see that a doctor has rishus to heal. Why does a doctor need rishus to heal? Helping chesed, helping somebody. So the answer is, open up the New Art Scroll and you'll see, mikan sheniten rishus leroy ve'lerav. It doesn't say rishus altogether. I think it's wrong. It's a rishus, like you have the rishus hatachbura or the rishus habayim or whatever, all the different, what's it called in English? The
authority,
yes. The water authority, the military authority. There are different dominions within the political system. There's a Kadosh Baruch who created a malchus, that's a rishus. And he created in that malchus a rishus, there's a dominion of refuah. And a doctor, Mikad Shenitin Roshus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the hands of the doctor the ability and the ability and the even the eagerness to heal. Some people have such a thing. That's not just that's not the only Roshus, but that's the Roshus. That's the dominion of the doctor. It isn't Roshus. Roshus is Abaratzis. Mikad Shenitin Roshus Leroife Lerapos. So it's all part of the Malchusa Da'ara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up. What was let's just go back to Purim for a minute. What was, Mordechai's great move forward? He saves the Melech. I'm all for the Melech. Then ultimately he's riding on the horse of the Melech. What does Haman say? Who does the Melech want to be riding his horse or wearing his clothes? Yoiser mi beni. Obviously, Amalek was giving etzas to Achashverosh. I don't know where he was from. Shem, Chom, Yaf, I don't know. But Haman was the great advisor because Haman was the bucky in being menatek, the Malchusa de Ara from the Malchusa de Rekia. Bucky, you know. That was his godless, so to speak.
But then he and Mordechai became...
Mordechai took over. What happens? Well, Haman says, obviously, Achashverosh is giving covenant to the Malchus, and I'm the advisor to the Malchus, and I'm going to wear the big day Malchus, and I'm going to ride on the sus of the Melech, and Kocha Yehoseh Le'ish Asher HaMelech Chafetz Bikarei. And who's riding on the horse? Bilahapachu. The Bilahapachu is that all of a sudden, this was the first Gilui of Mordechai's agenda of bringing the Malchus of the Arad to the Malchus of the Rekia.
No way.
Of bringing the Malchus of, well, whatever, joining the Malchus of the Arad to the Malchus of the Rekia. Bringing the Malchus of the Rekia into the Malchus
of the
Arad.
The real meaning of riding the animal, meaning you're in Shalach
Hamor.
Shalach on it.
Beautiful.
Shalach on it.
That's it. See, Achashverosh has a discussion with Esther. Not too many discussions there at the Megillah. They didn't talk too much. Today we would send them for counseling. Standing outside and waiting for them to get a stick. Like a funny kind of a relationship. But it was a relationship. It was the relationship, the discussion that we know of between the discussion that Mordechai was pushing Esther to, that Esther was afraid of. The discussion was, can you adjoin or can you imbue the Malchus of the Ara with Malchus of the Rakia? Can you bring some Yiddishkeit into this? And she said, I have to do it slowly. And Sumo Allah, I need people to do tshuva. And what does the Melech say to her? Ma'abakosha sech, ma'ashela sech, ma'abakosha sech, ad chatzi ha-malchus.
Cut it.
Ad chatzi ha-malchus v'teyas. What's divided evil? What's a peschatzi ha-malchus? She's the Malka. Yesh breira, sech kol sech. Chatzi ha-malchus. Beseder, I babish in my heart believe that he was saying to her, look, let me keep my malchus in the ara, and you take care of the malchus in the rakia. You know, like a lot of people say to their wives, you take care of the religion, and I'll take care of the money, and we'll be okay. At chatzi ha-malchus, he wasn't so wrong, because chatzi ha-malchus, he's arusu de l'sata, he's arusu de l'eila, chaliot, you know, like, but no. Is the pshat that ultimately the malchus has to come down to the oretz, and that's exactly what's going on. What happened? It starts off with the first gilui of Mordechai riding on his horse, on the king's horse. Belavush malchus tchelas Mordechai, tchelas Mordechai. You know, piece of trivia that, here we have multicolored shirts in the room. But in the olden days, in the days of Malchus, you weren't allowed to wear the color tchelas, the color purple. You got arrested if you weren't from the royal family. It was considered, it was very expensive and very hard to get this dye, you know. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKalof Psil Techelos. If you wear tzitzis, HaKalof Psil Techelos. If you're a koyein, wear a meal, which is kulay techelos. The biggest baguette in the whole big dekula is the meal. It's kulay techelos. And if you look at the Mishkan from afar, kulay techelos. The whole thing was techelos. It was all blue, purple. It was all. And if you look at the Shabayim, it's Kuloi Tchelas. And if you look at the Yab, it's Kuloi Tchelas. And the Kisra Kavod is Kuloi Tchelas. The royalty, the Tzitzis, the Tchelas, the Tzitzis Tchelas, the Mishkan Tchelas.
Blue blood. They say in England, blue blood is royal blood.
Blue blood, that's us. So the purpose, we know the purpose of Malchus Da'ara. We certainly know the purpose of Malchus Da'rakia. And the part that's missing is the purpose of Bnei Yisrael, which was came out of Mitzrayim simply to be Megala, the Malchusa, the Rakia into the Malchusa Da'ara. That's why we're born.
Tchelas Mordechai had to be shaylet on the representation of the Malchus Rakia.
It fits in nicely when you say Chetzi Malchus, Chetzi Malchut, Gemadu Malchus is Ramach. 248. So like you're saying that Achashverosh was saying, I'll take the bottom and we'll take the...
You take the top.
Just as a side, Rashi's reference to Rapha is it authority or is it the wherewithal to hear?
Both. That goes into the authority. Mm-hmm. If I'm running a government and I'm the melech and I give you the rashus hatachbara, I'm giving you the keys. I'm giving you the authority and the ability and the budget and everything that's needed. So
the thing that
you see
that the rafim wouldn't be able to, able to heal.
Of course not.
Not be able to heal. The permission, they wouldn't be
nothing
able to
do with permission. Forget the word permission.
Okay.
Take permission out of this. There's nothing to do.
Knowledge, kalim, resources.
Right. Not permission. nothing to do with permission.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more connected to the word reshes than it is to the word rishus.
That word.
I think so. If we want to get etymological here, it could be the word reshes is connected to the word rishus. You have to think about it. But I think it's more connected to reshet. Than to rishus, to permission. It's just a yeshivish word, rishus. I have rishus, you have rishus, rishus. Rishus, my rabbi, it's like a... but Russia's. But you know, again, let's go back to where we started. That the sphera is bechlal. Malchus is nothing more than a sphera. There was the story of Megillas Esther. It's just so beautiful, Lani Estaiti, because the whole story had to be minister. Esther ben Atar Minayim, Aster Panay Vayim. What is Malchus? Malchus is the lowest, Shuhu, the highest Madrega. When things get babish into the dirt, that permeates the lowest part. That's called Malchus. Malchus, I don't have a Malchus. If I'm the Melech here, I don't have a Malchus unless every single water carrier has to listen to me and keep my laws. If somebody doesn't keep my laws, they don't pay my taxes, they jaywalk, whatever. You're Myron, the Malchus. Doesn't make a difference who you are, because a Malchus means the totality of it. So the totality of Malchus requires Aster Panai Vayevahu. That even in a place of where it seems like a God-forsaken place of Persia, where the Jews ended up. Imagine today we'd have to end up in Iran. I think it was worse. I think Hamad was worse than whoever's there. Imagine today we'd have to end up in a place where like the whole leadership is anti-Semitic. You see, Malchus is just, sometimes you look at a, see, on the other hand, you see Chazal say, have a mispalo b'shloi b'shloi Malchus. Like Malchus, as much as saying, al tisvada l'roshus, al tischaber l'roshus, but Roshus is the political system, and have a mispalo b'shloi b'shloi Malchus, shil bale heim, have a bolo echad eschaber, chayim bale. There's, but if you look at the, sometimes, I remember when the President of the United States came to Israel a few months ago. Nothing against the guy. I'm just saying, I'm watching the, since it's like Yoritz Adam Likras Malchei Akum, so let's see what it looks like when a president comes to Israel. So like wow, 21 gun salute, roll out the red carpet, I didn't even know Jews were capable of giving such covet to a pella. I figured if they want to do it right, they got to get a bunch of Gera Hasidim there or something to do it right. Unbelievable, standing at attention. Why do they say these are Israelis? Standing at attention with the gun. Unbelievable Malchus. And then I'm thinking to myself, self, he's a real estate guy. What is it? And it's like a real kavod here that's going on. What's the Torah says that had nothing to do with him per se. It had to do with Malchus. So just like where does the Malchus of Achashverosh, which I think by the way there's a good comparison between President of the United States and Achashverosh. Malach Shaitahai. The Gemara says that. But just like it doesn't make a difference. The point is he was the Malchus of the Ara and he served as a kli. So, the Melech HaHashverosh marries Esther. This is the ultimate Esther Habalka, the ultimate of bringing Malchus into the Hester, the ultimate of bringing Malchus into Persia, into the dregs of society. The Melehapachu of getting horror of Haman is schlepping the horse. He becomes in his place. He's working for the Malchus instead of being the Malchus, meaning there's a chibur between Shemayim Ba'aretz over here. So Esther Amalka becomes, after the transference of Chatzi Amalkus, becomes the embodiment of Malchus, has a son and a grandson, Der Yavesh, to build the Beis Hamikdash back in Yerushalayim and proclaim Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Isn't that an interesting repetition of history? think about all the cast of characters. And probably the Melech doesn't know what's hitting him. Yeah. Because, Achashverosh and the President of the United States both have Jewish grandchildren. Esther had children that were Jewish. So, Dariavesh, who gave Rishus, says the Gemara, for the Bnei Yisrael, to go back to Eretz Yisrael, the time of Ezra and Lechemia, to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to build the base of Mikdash. This was all because Esther married Achashverosh had brought the Malchusa, the Shemaya, into the Malchusa, the Ara, in the worst kind of an ugly way, if you will. In other words, Esther marrying Achashverosh. So it's hard to even think about Esther marrying Achashverosh. But the Taitch of Malchus is that it has to go to the lowest place. So, like all the spheres, so this is just like all the spheres, and Malchus is just the ultimate sphere. It's all part of the infrastructure, and what we have in Purim is we have that permeation that took place. Malchus came back to Bnei Yisrael, and on this the Gemara says, "Man Malchei Rabbanon." It was no longer about David Bezaray at that point. It became the Torah Shebal Peh, different type of a Malchus. I was thinking maybe that's the Chatzi HaMalchus, but Teos, it's a Chatzi HaMalchus, it's not Malchus, but the Malchus Sholem is when Mashiach comes.
Does the term Karka Olam carry that connotation also?
Very beautiful, yeah. Yes, I mean, I think so.
Yeah?
I have to be distinguished between what I know and what I'm making up. But hopefully it all has some connection to Abbas, but it just seems to me that that's the Megillas Esther. The Gala, the Mister, and the Mister is this is the Purim story. Malchus of Ara became Malchus of the Rakia. Our story is the story of taking the spheres of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, and filling them up unto itself. They don't have Kedusha. They only have Kedusha. The spheres only have Kedusha if the Atzmusa Yisbarach. This is the Nefesh HaChayim. The Haggah here is to learn a little bit of. The Haggah says. In Paragimel, I'm just learning a couple of lines here. B'zeh yuvan my marms al b'chazisa. Shir Shirim Rabba. Al aposik yoynasi tamosi. Do you see it though? My beautiful dove. Yoynasi tamosi. Shlomo HaMelech spoke about. Rabbiana yamar. Now, it's a very interesting thing. Yeah, the Gemara says Yanai. Funny, not a Jewish name, no? Anybody going to name their kid Yanai? So Yanai is John, Ian, as the English people like to say. Ian, Yanai. Who Yanai? Who Yochanan? It was the Greekified version of Yochanan. They were the sons of the Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Became Yanai until the time of the Chashmonaim became Yanai HaMelech. And then became the most common name. But I'm not recommending this, I'm just saying that like the Pshat in all of these names, Antigonos, Ishsocho, Yanai, this was all about the permeation of the Malchus de Rakia into the lowest places, sanctify everything around you. So hence Yochanan becomes Yanai. It's the Malon Nitzotzes, the great, great tzaddikim like the Baal Shem Tov. So they held, I don't know if everybody held like this, maybe people argue, but he held that the whole Tachlis in his generation and the generations to come is to be Malon Nitzotzes, which is to find the places within the Malchus of the Ara and bring them up and be Mekadosh them to the Malchus of the Ara, draft them to the Malchus of the Rakia. That was his whole, I think that was the whole movement. I'm not oversimplifying it, but it's no simple task. But I think that was the whole, everybody knows that you're supposed to do that. It says it in the Zohar. It was a Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov. The Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov was, of Chassidim in general, the Chiddush was that now's the time to do that. We're holding at that time in history. But that's time to do it. And everybody did it a different way. The Mezrit Shirbagi did it one way. The Balatanya did it a different way. And everyone did it. Probably the Grau did it also, but his way. But it was. The point is that's the Tkufa that we live in. Just to be Mamale the sphere. So Yonasi Tama. I just wanted to comment on Yanai. Yanai Amar to Umasi Kivyachol. Don't read it. It's like a Ksiva decree. Don't read it. Yonasi. Read it rather, Yonasi Tabosi, my beautiful, my simple, like Lashon Tab to Mibas. Read it rather as Te'oi Masi, says Rabbi Yanai. Listen to the chutzpah and the nuance here. That it's talking about Klal Yisrael as a twin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. a twin, Toimasi. Hashem says, Yainasi Te'oimasi. You are my twin. Loi ani Loshar the Chazal. Loi ani Gadol Bimeno, Veloi Hi Gadol Bimeni. Wow. I'm not any bigger than them, and they're not any bigger than me. Uluchar Niflesi. So Pella, how could anybody ever say such a thing? But according to the way we're learning, says the Nefesh HaChayim, I can explain it. There's a lot of explanations to this, by the way. If you look at the Medrash, which I did, there's a lot of explanations, but they're not his. Achi shekol ha'asagos v'mikzah shemedaber bo yisparach u'rak mitzad hischabrusa yitzparach el ha'ilabos. Because what it's all about, everything that we're learning, is all about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischaber to this world. So we can't be mechaber to the world, without the Bnei Yisrael. So in that sense, Bnei Yisrael is an equal partner, because you are the ones that are bringing the Malchus of the Rekia into the Malchus of the Ara. The Kol Tchilos Kavanasa Yisbarach Pabriya Soi Lavei, the only reason Hashem created the world to begin with. The Hischabrusai, and his connection to the world, Aleim Hayarach Bishvil Yisrael. Kibbad Barav Zal, Bracious, or Elikim, Bracious Bishvil Yisrael, Shadikra Racious, right? The verse says, Bracious, talking about the whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael is not an incidental nation in the whole history of the development of the history of the world. Klal Yisrael was created amongst all the Goyim to bring the Shekhinah into this world. Or, to put it in a new language that we're learning now, to bring the Malchus of the Rekia into the Malchus of the Arab. Therefore, to umasi, loy ani gadol bimeno, loy hi gadol bimeno, ratzalai ver b'shanim. In terms of the b'shanim means the hiskalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world from the moment of Bracious, this was the plan. It was a partnership. You can't call it, it doesn't mean in terms of equality. Obviously, the Bnei Yisrael are not equal to Hashem. But in terms of the task that's being formed, achatziya malchus. The way I understand it. So the Tibcha Zecher Amalek is to get rid of the notion that there's something separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which is, just let me end off with this famous Chazal, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka El Hakise Shalem. Is there anything that reminds you more of Malchus than the Kisei? So the Kisei becomes the case, the throne. Eila Kisei Shalem. Ve'il Hashem Shalem. The Shem Hashem as a manifestation to the world. That's Shalem. Ki Yad Al Kes Misigat Aleph Ka Misigat Vav Ke. Eila Kisei Shalem. Ve'il Hashem Shalem. Ad Shetibcha Zecher Amalek. Says Chazal. Until you write the Zecher Amalek. Why? Because the whole Zecher Amalek is Mechaba LaHashem Amalek. The whole thing is, no, disconnect, Habad. It's all Habad, disconnect. We don't have any need for the Malchus of the Rekia. We took it for ourselves, like the Migdal Bavel. We take it for ourselves. Because Baruch Hu, you're missing the whole point. Kill Amalek. Wipe out Amalek and bring the Malchus Hashem into this world. And that's the taich of the Geula. That's the pshat of the BSR Mashiach. Have everybody a good